One of public radio's most popular personalities and a great guy, Tom Magliazzi, has died. Tom and his brother Ray became famous as Click and Clack the Tappet Brothers on the weekly NPR show Car Talk. They bantered, told jokes, laughed, and sometimes even gave pretty good advice to listeners who called in with their car troubles. Tom Magliazzi died this morning of complications from Alzheimer's. He was 77 years old. NPR's Lynn Neary has this remembrance.
If there was one thing that defined Tom Magliazzi more than anything, it was his laugh. It was loud. It was constant. It was infectious.
His laugh is the working definition of infectious laughter.
Doug Berman has been the producer of Car Talk since 1987. He remembers the first time he ever encountered Tom Magliazzi.
Before I ever met him, I heard him. And it wasn't on the air. It was, I'd be working in the station. I was the news director at the time. And I'd just hear this laughter. And then there'd be more of it. And people would sort of gather around him. He was just kind of a magnet.
The Magliazzi brothers grew up in a tough neighborhood of East Cambridge in a close-knit Italian family. Tom was 12 years older, the beloved older brother to Ray. They liked to act like they were just a couple of regular guys who happened to be mechanics. But both of them graduated from MIT. After getting out of college, Tom went to work as an engineer. One day he had a kind of epiphany, as he told graduates when he and Ray gave the 1999 commencement address at their alma mater. He was on his way to work when he had a near-fatal accident with a tractor trailer. He pulled off the road and decided to do something different with his life.
I quit my job. I became a bum. I spent 2 years sitting in Harvard Square drinking coffee. I invented the concept of the do-it-yourself auto repair shop, and I met my lovely wife.
Well, he wasn't exactly a bum. He worked as a consultant and college professor, eventually getting his Ph.D. in marketing. And Tom and Ray did open that do-it-yourself repair shop in the early 70s. Later, they opened a more traditional car repair shop called the Good News Garage. They got into radio by accident when someone from the local public radio station, WBUR, was putting together a panel of car mechanics for a talk show.
You know, they called Ray, and Ray thought it was a dumb idea, so he said, I'll send my brother. And Tom thought, great, I'll get out of, you know, breaking my knuckles for a couple hours. And he went over, and he was the only one who showed up.
Doug Berman says the station liked what Tom did and asked him to come back the next week. This time, he brought Ray. The rest, as they say, is history. In 1987, Car Talk went national on NPR.
Hello and welcome to Car Talk on National Public Radio with us, Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, and we're broadcasting this week from the observation deck here at Car Talk Plaza.
The Magliazzi brothers were a huge success. Listeners loved their blend of humor, passion, expertise, and just plain silliness.
No, this is the only theory of which I am sure in the entire world. You know, I don't know whether the Earth goes around the sun or vice versa. I don't know about electromagnetism, but I do know that it never pays to buy a new car.
Don't know much about biology.
Oh, God.
Hey, aren't you glad you called?
When it came to cars, Berman says the brothers really did know what they were talking about. But he says that's not why people listen to the show.
I think it has very little to do with cars. It's the guy's personalities. It's, you know, and Tom especially, you know, really a genius with a great facile mind, and he's mischievous. He likes to prod people into honesty.
Berman remembers the time a woman called in because she had failed to pay a toll on a bridge and was worried about getting caught. Tom had the idea of calling the person in charge of the bridge. The ensuing conversation is hilarious.
Why do you have to have a coins-only lane?
Well, we do have some to service patrons who have a commutation sticker on their window.
I don't think they're marked very well, Don, because I didn't see it until the last minute.
Well, kind of feisty for a lawbreaker, isn't she?
Yeah. I mean, hey, Gail.
Yes.
Cool it up. We're going to give me a name.
And by the way, Gail, there is no statute of limitations on this. We can find you.
It is almost impossible to talk about Tom Magliazzi without talking about Ray. Berman says the affection you heard on the radio dated back to their childhood, and it was real.
For Ray, he idolized Tom. This was, you know, this is the guy who sort of introduced him to everything in life. And Tom liked having his little brother around. He liked the guy. And so when they grew up, they were really, really great friends.
Tom and Ray have not done the show live for 2 years. Car Talk has been airing archives of old shows. And Berman says Ray would like to continue doing that as a tribute to his brother. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.